This is Pedal Magazine. We're with Chris Mathis, who's head mechanic
for
Lunar Pro Team.
Correct, yep. And equipment manager. Manage all
and
that.
And equipment manager.
All
so
that stuff.
Let's start with the history of Mont Saint-Anne. How many years have you been coming here?
Ooh, about 23 of the last 25.
Okay.
Yeah, long time. Came here once as a racer to race the downhill.
And, excellent.
But I didn't get to race because I was broken. I had a broken arm at the time.
Okay.
And then after that, picked up a job and had no idea I'd be coming here the next 20-something years.
And are you a natural-born mechanic?
Turned into that, yeah.
No.
That wasn't my plan, but yes, it's been pretty good, good time.
And what's Mont Saint-Anne like, I mean, compared to the other races?
It's a huge party and a well-run race.
Really?
And those two things make it really attractive to everybody that comes here.
Okay. Not all the races are well-run?
No. It's nice if they would be, but no, they've got their act together here for just making things, everything is easy. Everything goes smooth, goes on time,
right.
And that makes a huge difference for people that are working it, for the racers that are warming up for an event, you know, all that stuff. It makes all the difference.
So what's a typical pre-race day before the race gets started?
Pre-race is pretty mellow. You know, the riders will get together and they'll check out the course one last time, and then they'll give us the bikes and we'll check them over, do the final check before race day.
Right.
And given good weather, everything's pretty mellow. We just clean the bikes one time,
When is it busy for you? The day before the race?
It's busy. You know, the busiest time, the most chaotic time, is in the hour before the race.
Right.
Just because everybody's in their own world getting ready for each event. And it's busy setting up as well. Arriving at an event that hasn't been set up yet, you know, we've got to get here, get everything, the vehicles washed, get the tent set up, get everything in its place, then start working on bikes as the riders arrive. And depending if they bring us a broken bike or a perfectly clean bike, which it's never perfectly clean, there's always something for us to do. So it's right when we get here is the busiest, and then the hour before the race. And the rest of the time is, if we do our jobs right and the weather holds up, it's pretty smooth.
So are you a good organizer?
I try to be. I like being organized. I don't function well if it's not organized, so I'll drop everything, put everything away, and keep moving.
Miss sleep? Skip
yes. Stop. I can't sleep, exactly. If everything's a mess, I can't sleep.
Okay. And how about the race today with Catherine Pendrum?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, she pulled off second, and it was good racing. Everything was clean. And
and your racers are from how many different countries?
Oh, I've got to count them. We've got Switzerland, we've got two Canadians, we've got Czech Republic, USA. That's the six that are
Norway?
Here. No Norway.
Okay. Okay.
We have a Swiss rider and then the Canadian riders,
right. Okay, and it's easy to combine everybody?
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing that makes this team run, is we've got such a good crew of people. Everybody gets along. It's a family. It's, you know, everybody says that, but it really is a family. We eat together more than we do stuff apart. That kind of thing. We're always staying in the same condos, and it's great. So, yeah, everybody gets along. It's
good.
Nice.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for the interview. And
sure.
Best of luck in the...
Yeah,
the
that was easy.
Well,
yeah.
How many more... Okay, let's keep going then.
Yeah.
How many more races?
That never ends. There used to be a race season. Now with cyclocross, we race all year long.
Okay.
Yeah, and over the last many years, we've had Xterra as well.
Right.
And so we've been just going everywhere. And that's why having the good team that we have of just so many diverse athletes... and the staff. Anyway, we're able to go everywhere all the time. So there's the seasons all year long. There's even, you know, we get back from these races and we get ready for the next World Cups.
Right.
And I'm getting ready. I'm building cyclocross bikes right now at home.
Sure.
Getting ready for our first World Cup cyclocross.
You build your bikes out of the home.
Uh huh.
Right.
Yep. I have my whole service course set up there at my home. That's a huge advantage. I don't have to travel to work, and I work from home. It's great.
And what do? You send it by courier?
Well, it depends on what it is. Like, I'll meet all the riders at our first World Cup in Las Vegas for the cyclocross race for Cross Vegas, and I'll deliver all the cross bikes right there.
Right.
So that kind of thing. I drive them there is what I'm saying.
Sure.
So otherwise, the rest of the time, every time I'm home, I'm shipping stuff every day. I'm in really tight with my UPS guy. He's on speed dial. I text him almost every day saying, got another pickup. So, yeah.
So what's the main differences between cross and cross-country here and cyclocross?
Oh, the weather.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know it's colder and wetter at most cross races, but it's just a different atmosphere. It's been much more of a party at most of the cyclocross races because people are just there to party.
Right.
Most mountain bike races can get kind of serious. The spectators, you know, they're not getting as excited, except for here. Again, here, this is a unique event in a good way. Yeah.
And cyclocross is what? Do you do it in Europe, or is there a good North American circuit?
there is a, we do, yes, we go to Europe, and we try to hit everything we can in North America. It's not as big as it, we're not, there's not a series to follow anymore in North America. That's the thing. Yeah, it is too bad, because when there was one, we were following it, and it was great. It was really, it was nice. But so we hit the main ones, the Jingle Cross, and the Gloucester, and I don't know, you know, Cross Vegas, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for the interview.